name is Noah Adcock-Howarth. Last night, as chaotic a ball game as you'll come across, the Green Jackets entering the ninth inning trailed 5-2, having mustered just one hit in the ball game. The Green Jackets crossed three runs on just one more hit in the ninth, able to tie the game up, and then exploded for four runs in the tenth for a 9-5 victory, helped along by six Shorebird errors, 10 walks, two hit-by pitches, and a partridge in a pear tree. Tonight, Star Wars night at the ballpark. Delmarva in the Ahsoka-inspired uniforms, trying to shake off what is now a seven-game losing streak, the longest by any team at the single-A level in the early aughts of this season. On the flip side, the Green Jackets have won five in a row for the first time since August of 2023, and now send Ethan Bagwell to the mound to make it a perfect 4-for-4 at Purdue Stadium this week. The Green Jackets have won by four runs in every ball game this series, 6-2, 5-1, and 9-5. Last night was the first time in nearly a week Green Jacket pitchers have given up more than two runs in a game. Good offensive production last night for the Shorebirds came from Raylan Ramos and Yasmeel Bousset. Ramos has been tearing the cover off the baseball for Delmarva. He's 7-for-14 this week and is in the lineup for the fourth straight night tonight. Three RBIs for him, that's the most on the team so far this series. For Augusta, up and down the order, finding ways to contribute. Handful of key contributors getting a rest day tonight. No Isaiah Drake, no John Heal, no Nick Montgomery. That's three of your top five hitters. So Augusta, once again, will turn to a bit more of the depth. And they added a bit more depth to the position player side earlier this morning. After about a week and a half on the injured list, Mason Guerra is officially active and ready to go. Guerra, the first baseman out of Oregon State, playing third tonight. And Augusta's roster is now back up to the maximum number of 30. It's also the first time this year that the Green Jackets have had a five-man bench. Don't necessarily anticipate it staying that way for the rest of this road trip. Green Jackets will head to Kannapolis after this series. And with Riley Fry being promoted to Rome after Tuesday's ballgame, there is a very solid chance that somebody else will join the Green Jackets rotation or join the bullpen, as Augusta might be a bit shorthanded on the arm side right now. Part of the reason for that is the fact that the Green Jackets have been keeping a series of potential starters that have been used as piggyback arms. You'll see one of those tonight, Logan Samuels, who got the ball on opening weekend as a starter, will come behind Bagwell for the Green Jackets. And that combination of two strong righties, both of whom have impressed early, seems like a decent recipe for success for Winston Sawyer. Back in the house where he played two of his many minor league seasons, Sawyer parts of over a decade between the Orioles, Padres, Yankees, and Rockies systems, along with a couple other options as well. But Sawyer, 2 years here, and he's now 3-0 managing in Delmarva. If the Shorebirds want to shake off this losing streak, it's likely going to start on the mound. And lucky for them, they've got a real good performer on the hill today. Jacob Cravey takes the ball for the Delmarva Shorebirds in his second season with the organization. Struggled last year, especially with his command. The numbers not quite painting the whole picture. He was better down the stretch than he was at the start of the season. But the Samford product went 0-9 last year with an ERA just south of 6 this season. In three appearances and one start, Cravey's got an ERA of just 2.03. 11 hits and 13 and a third with 11 strikeouts. The walks have been toned down significantly for Cravey. And he's also a man who can give you a good deal of length. Cravey's gone over 75 pitches in each of his last two starts and gotten into or through the fifth in both of them. Went a season-high five innings last time out against the Carolina Mudcats and took the loss, six hits and three runs. It was the first earned runs that Cravey had allowed so far this season. Carolina's always a bit of an outlier in terms of data, as the Mudcats offense has been head and shoulders above the rest of the Carolina League this season. Just an absolute stable of young prospects in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. And the Green Jackets are hoping by the time they have to see Carolina later in the summer, some of those folks have made their way up to High A, Wisconsin. Green Jackets trying to guarantee themselves a series win to kick off the weekend, 3-0 to start the series. And in front of a big Friday night crowd, both sides will take the field. We'll be back in 90 seconds for first pitch here on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. The Salisbury Middle School Band brings us into first pitch on a Friday night. Welcome to Purdue Stadium, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Green Jackets with three consecutive wins, each by four runs. Last night took some doing, but the Jackets scored seven unanswered in the ninth and tenth innings and grabbed a 9-5 victory in extras. Tonight, three of Augusta's top performers at the beginning of the order will all get rest days. John Heal, Isaiah Drake, and Nick Montgomery each out of the lineup. And so Augusta will try to get some offense going from the bottom half. Colby Jones leads off at shortstop. Owen Carey and Eric Hartman behind him. Douglas Glott has reached base in nine straight games, and he hits cleanup. Matt Cassetti looking for his first hit of the week behind the plate. Jake Steeles is in center. Mason Guerra back off the injured list today over at third. Carlos Monteverde at first, and Luis Sanchez rounding out the order and playing second base. On the mound for the Shorebirds, 23-year-old right-hander out of Montgomery, Alabama, Jacob Cravey, making his 31st professional appearance, and it will be start number 15. Cravey, over a year plus, spent all of last season with Delmarva, went 0-9 with a 5.27 ERA. So in that lengthy career that he's already shown with the Shorebirds, he has yet to grab a victory. Went five innings, gave up three runs last time out, but took the loss against Carolina. It was his first start and first decision of the season. Four-pitch mix for the 6-6 right-hander. Primarily fastball slider. He'll sit 92-94 with good carry up in the zone. And just racked up a ton of strikeouts across three seasons at Samford University down in Birmingham. Punched out over 200 batters in just shy of 200 innings. And Augusta will turn to Colby Jones to get this ball game started. Just a shred behind when we're supposed to get going. Cravey crouches behind the pitcher's mound, and Colby Jones will enter the right-handed batter's box. Low 70s and breezy with blue skies all the way around at Purdue Stadium. We've been lucky so far. Won't be lucky tomorrow with the weather. First pitch to Jones. Misses inside, and the ball game is underway right on time at 7:05. Colby came off the bench yesterday, got the game-tying RBI, bases loaded, two outs. He was hit by a pitch. Jones nubs this one foul towards the third baseman, Edry Campos. Colby all told this year, 269 on the season. Has 11 stolen bases in 13 tries. If he gets on, look for him to test the arm of Andres Nalaya early. 1-1 is popped up into shallow right field. Ramos charging on, and he will make the catch at waist level. Raylan Ramos was playing deep, but that ball hung up just enough for him to track it down in shallow right field. Rest of the defense besides Ramos for the Shorebirds. Figueroa's in center. Steven Ondina in left. Campos, Hernandez, Velasquez, and Boussey left to right across the infield with Nolaya behind the plate. This is Owen Carey batting. He takes a changeup outside 1-0. Carey the first of three left-handers in the order tonight for the Jackets. Fourth straight night in the all-gray uniforms on the road. 1-0 from Cravey. Floats into the top of the zone with a changeup. Slow-moving butterfly change just floats out of the hand of the righty. Cravey shakes once, gets the second sign, and the fastball is popped out of play by Owen Carey. Carey on base three times yesterday, 2-for-5 with a walk. Drove in a run, scored a run, and stole a base. All told, he's 7-for-14 this week, including his first professional homer. Behind 1-2 against Cravey. As Jacob Cravey comes home, change up too low, and a good take for Carey. Carey, along with the on-deck hitter Eric Hartman, have been almost universally praised among Braves prospect fanatics for what they've been able to put together, approach belying their 18 years apiece. 2-2. Pop straight back again. High fastball and a good adjustment from Carey, although he shakes his head, wondering if that's one he should have done a bit more damage with. Green Jackets did this very well yesterday. Extend at bats with two strikes. Another 2-2. Check swing rolled softly out to the mound. It's an early opportunity for Cravey to field his position, and he does. Two up, two down in the first. The Green Jackets were hitless through the first four innings yesterday and had just one hit in the first eight innings. Eric Hartman enters the left-handed batter's box. Back-to-back lefties with now two outs in inning number one. Out of the windup, first pitch to Hartman is a bit too high for the liking of Brandon Smith. Brandon Smith calling balls and strikes. Caleb Kador is out in the field. Smith a little bit tight at the top of the zone from what we saw on Wednesday. That's at the eye line, two balls and no strikes. Back-to-back fastballs missing high for the Shorebird starter. Star Wars night at Purdue Stadium. New Jersey's to match for Delmarva. The 2-0 is cut through and missed by Hartman. Challenge fastball with good ride. Black Delmarva caps and white pants, but the jersey black with a Star Wars character right on the front. Ahsoka inspired from the new TV show. Off-speed misses inside. Change up too far to the interior. 3-1. Jackets will be taking their own Star Wars alternate identities in 2 weeks when they get back for a homestand against Hickory. 3-1 to Hartman. Ball four. Series of high fastballs missing up for Cravey. That's where his fastball plays at its best, but not able to entice Eric Hartman, and he's the first runner of the day for the Green Jackets. Hartman's sixth walk of the season. He does not draw that many, although he goes into deep counts. And here's Douglas Glaude hitting cleanup for the first time this year. Hits in back-to-back ball games after starting the year 0-for-23. First pitch out of the stretch, and this is absolutely hammered deep out to left field, and it is out of here. First single-A homer for Douglas Glaude. We might have to leave this kid in Delmarva. He is swinging the bat beautifully this week. 2-0. Homer number one, RBIs 2 and 3 for Glaude, and the big power shown off there. 102 off the bat, 373 the distance. It takes a special kind of swing to get the ball out of Purdue Stadium, and that's what Glaude showed there. Dougie Fresh makes it 2-0. Here's Matt Gassetti. Fastball called a strike at the knees. Absolutely love to see that for Glaude. He's been doing that every batting practice he gets the chance. Finally pulls one with power, and it leaves the yard immediately. Gassetti takes a slider downstairs. It's the seventh home run allowed by Cravey in his pro career, second this season, and second in as many starts. Count 1-1 on the Green Jacket catcher, who was impeccable last week. He's 0-for-6 this series. 1-1 from Cravey. is off the outside corner. A lot of fastballs early on from the righty. Straight overhand windup. Gets downhill well from the 6-6 frame. 2-1 pitch. Gets the top of the zone. Well received by the catcher, Andres Nolaya. Right at the letters, and that will widen Gassetti out in the right-handed box. Two balls and two strikes. Cravey coming home. And it's too high with the off-speed. Looked like the breaking ball, the tighter slider of the two deliveries, and the count's full on Gassetti. Payoff pitch. Hit well to the left side, snared by the third baseman Campos, and he fires low. Nice pick by Boussey on the back end. But the two-out walk comes back to bite Cravey as Douglas Glaude hits his first single-A homer, and the Green Jackets lead 2-0.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Shorebirds lining up, trailing 2-0 before the first pitch is thrown from Ethan Bagwell. Tavera Boussey and Ramos at the top of the order. Michael Hernandez jumps up to the cleanup spot. Fernando Peguero and Alfredo Velasquez 5-6. Campos, Ondina, and Nolaya round out the order against the 19-year-old right-hander Ethan Bagwell. Third start of the season for Bags. He's 0-1 with a 2.89 ERA. First pitch to Brylan Tavera comes in and nearly hits the designated hitter. Bagwell, high three-quarter release, very physical frame at 6'4", 230. Fastball, slider, and changeup. 1-0 to Tavera. Is fisted out towards first base. Carlos Monteverde catches the pop-up into foul territory, and that is the first down of the day for Ethan Bagwell. Good start for Bagwell. That's what he's looking to do. Went four innings last time or in his first start of the year. Career high, 5 1/3 last time out. Four hits, two runs, one homer, but did take the loss in a 2-0 defeat at the hands of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Yasmiel Boussey in from the left side. He's late on the fastball, nothing and one. Boussey 2-for-9 this week with 3 strikeouts. Been in the lineup in 2 of the 3 ball games entering today. First time he's not behind the plate. 0-1 from Bagwell outside. Came in at 94. That's where Bagwell will sit early on. He'll drop into the lower 90s as he gets further along in the day. 1-1 delivery is at the bottom of the zone. Called a strike by Brandon Smith. Good frame from Matt Gassetti, who's behind the dish for the second time in 3 days. Continues to alternate with Nick Montgomery. Bagwell, only 5 strikeouts in his first 2 outings, totaling 9 1/3 innings. He hasn't had the punchouts at a significantly high level, but kept solid contact away. 1-2 outside, 2-2. Tried to go to the changeup, and Boussey would not oblige. Bagwell still learning the ins and outs in his first professional season, 2-2 off the inside corner. Target was middle out. Gassetti had to reach back. So although that was right on the black, it runs the count full ball three. Infield shifted to the pull side on the lefty. Payoff delivery is bounced back up the middle. Off the glove of Bagwell, it ricochets to Jones, and it's a 1-6-3 put out for the second out of the inning. Introduce you to the rest of the Green Jacket defense. Owen Carey, Jake Steeles, and Eric Hartman left to right in the outfield. Mason Guerra at third, first game off the injured list. Jones at short, Sanchez at second, Carlos Monteverde over at first. And as we told you, Matt Gassetti's behind the plate. Here's Raylan Ramos, been tearing the cover off the ball. He takes strike one at the letters. Ramos 7 for 14 with 3 RBI. Race's average up to 268 on the season, up nearly 50 points from where it was at the start of the week. He pops up the slider out behind shortstop. Colby Jones into the grass, a mile-high fly ball is caught by Jones. 1-2-3 first, relatively painless for Ethan Bagwell, and the Jackets lead 2-0 after one.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Jacob Cravey retired the first two hitters that he faced before a two-out walk for Eric Hartman set the stage for Douglas Glaude, and Glaude delivered his first homer as a Green Jacket, makes it 2-0 after the first. Jake Steeles leading off inning number two. Third appearance of the week for Steeles, who's 1-for-5 with 4 walks. On base 3 times yesterday without a hit. Brought his hit streak to a close at 4. First pitch fastball is above the zone at 90 from Jacob Cravey. Shorebirds need some length for Cravey. Used 5 different relievers last night. Cravey needed 21 pitches to get through the first. Steeles takes the 1-0 curveball on the inside corner. Jake's reached base in all 10 games he's played in. Hitting 250 on the year. And has driven in 3 runs. Target at the knees, Cravey from the windup. Spots up the outside corner, 1-2. Steeles continues to be patient. That was a good pitcher's pitch, but now Jake Steeles will have to widen out. Neon green batting gloves against the dark bat. Slider popped out of play. Breaking ball hung a little bit. That's one Steeles would like to do some damage on. And Cravey has not been able to bury the slider very much so far. Left it up nearly every time. Still ahead 1-2. Target inside. Here's the pitch. And the curveball narrowly evades the helmet of Steeles. Popped out of the hand, it appeared. Never threatened the zone, but did threaten the batter. Sixth pitch of the at-bat to start the second inning. And Steeles takes inside. Slider just off the corner. Nearly came back in through the front door. Not a bad idea for Cravey. Instead, it runs the count full. Green Jackets posting another lengthy at-bat early in the ballgame against Cravey. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's hammered into left field for a base hit. Picked up on 2 hops by Ondina. Steeles scorches a leadoff single. On 3-2, it was a challenge fastball at 90 miles an hour from Cravey. And Steeles turned it around at 105. Boy, Augusta has caught some barrels this week. And here's Mason Guerra. Good to see him back after a week and a half on the injured list. First pitch from Cravey is taken for a called strike. Mason was 1-for-14 before getting injured, but that one was his first professional homer. Left the yard in Hickory. Guerra at third today, also plays first. Takes the slider inside to even the count. Have yet to see the arm for Andres Nolaya. Jake Steeles is 0-for-1 on the base paths this year. Felt redundant to say Steeles is stealing. 1-1 delivery. Fastball at the knees, and Guerra is quickly behind the 8-ball, 1-2. First base coach Brad Stoll is in Steeles' ear. We'll see if Jake gets a bit further off the base. Cravey on the third base side of the rubber picks over right as soon as he comes set, and Steeles is in easily. Jackets with a leadoff base runner as they try to add on to this 2-0 lead in the top of inning number two. Guerra very deep in the right-handed box. Cravey 1-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. First punch out of the night for Cravey. Just floated in the off-speed. And Guerra goes down looking. One on, one out for Carlos Monteverde. Third and final lefty in the order for Augusta. Monteverde in two games is 1-for-4 with 4 walks. On base, 5 out of 8 tries. Fastball misses outside. Nalaya tries to backpick to first, not in time. Cravey went for the quick pitch there, so Steeles went straight from walking into his primary lead directly to the secondary. 1-0, there goes Steeles. Pitches a changeup. Good one to throw on, and it does not matter. Jake Steeles is in ahead of the toss from Nalaya. He's got his first stolen base of the year, and Augusta's 1-for-1 against the third catcher. It was a changeup that missed up. Seen that a couple times from Cravey. Count is 2-0 on Monteverde. Fastball above the letters. And Carlos will guaranteed to be taking on 3-0. Almost looked like he was taking automatically on 2-0. And the patient first baseman now in a 3-ball count. Pitch from Cravey is called a strike middle-middle, but Monteverde had taken a step towards first before the pitch even got there. 19-year-old in his first season with the Green Jackets. First full season stateside. Began 2024 in the Dominican Summer League. 3-1 from Cravey. Misses high and outside. It's off the glove of Nolaya, and Steeles moves up 90 feet on what looks like it could be a pass ball. Pass ball on Nolaya. Not an easy inning for him. Monteverde works his 5th walk of the week in less than 3 games. Quick conversation between Nolaya and Cravey. It's another lengthy inning for Cravey. Final man he'll face is Luis Sanchez. Infield will stay at double play depth. That's always an option. No defense has turned more double plays than the Green Jackets. No offense has hit into more double plays than the Green Jackets. Kings of the double play. Monteverde big lead at first. First offering to Sanchez is above the letters. 1-ball, no strikes. Cravey was up to 93-94 in his first couple batters. He's settled into 90-91 since. A little bit down with the velocity. 1-0. Sanchez bounces it to the left side. It's backhanded by the shortstop Hernandez, and he has to put it in his pocket. Couldn't get it out of his glove. It's an infield single for Sanchez, and Steele scores to make it 3-0. Sanchez with his first hit of the week, 8th RBI of the season. And now there's some movement in Delmarva's pen. Sanchez, another barrel for the Green Jackets. That one happened to go straight into the grass. But Hernandez couldn't make the backhanded throw. Back to the top of the order for Colby Jones. He takes strike 1 off the outside corner. Jones flew out to right to begin the ball game. Augusta, 3 runs on 3 hits already, and they have 2 aboard with 1 out. Cravey checks back at second, and the slider is lifted out of play. 21 pitches in the first for Jacob Cravey. He's at 20 pitches and counting here in the second. And we told you, Delmarva was counting on him to go long. Monteverde at second, Sanchez at first, neither being held on. 0-2 on Jones. Hit up the middle. Knocked down by the shortstop, Hernandez flips to second for one. A brilliant double play for 6-4-3. A heck of an effort from Hernandez. The Green Jackets add to the total, but nifty defense holds the deficit at 3 for Delmarva.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Ethan Bagwell working with a 3-run lead. He retired all 3 men faced in the first. Michael Hernandez begins the bottom of the second. 4-5-6 for Delmarva. Early offense for the Green Jackets, led by the 2-run homer back in inning number 1 from Douglas Glaude. Bagwell out of the stretch to start off. Rifles in the fastball at the bottom of the zone. Bit lower of a release point today for Ethan Bagwell. Almost looks like the arm has dropped to a 3/4 delivery. Slider hooked towards the third base side. Knocked down by Guerra, but that's all he can do is knock it down. Hard hit by Hernandez. Enough of an effort from Guerra to keep that towards the infield. If that gets past him, it's at least 2 bases. Instead, Hernandez doubles his hit total for the week. Now 2-for-13. Bagwell's slider is probably his best pitch, but that one stayed right down the center. And Hernandez is the first base runner for the Birds. In steps Fernando Pagueiro. He's first pitch swinging, lofted lazily into center field, and it's ran down by Jake Steels. Hernandez had been halfway between first and second, waiting to see if Steels was going to let that drop or not. And then hustles back into first as Steels has a great arm out there. One on, one out for Alfredo Velasquez. Opposite-handed hitters are now 0-for-2 against Bagwell. There's 2 lefties and a switch in the order. First pitch fastball to Pagueiro, misses outside. Or beg your pardon, to Velasquez. Alfredo 1-for-6 this week. Strikeout, no walk for the right side. He's at second base today. 1-0. Below the zone. Still have not seen Edwin Amparo, who was the second baseman in the first game of this series, since he left the Tuesday afternoon ball game with what appeared to be an injury. Went limping off the field after a bunt attempt. 2-0, and Velasquez is late on the high fastball. Tried to tomahawk that one and came around underneath and behind. See what Bagwell can build off of that. 2-1 pitch is sliced out of play towards the second deck. Nice catch by the fan. and he flips it to a kid. That's the way to do it at the ball game. Make the play, show off for your friends, and then give it to somebody younger. Real good crowd still filing in here at Purdue Stadium. 2-2. Slider misses inside. Velasquez went diving out of danger. Count runs full on the Shorebird second baseman. Hernandez off of first. Runner is in motion, and it's ball four. Hernandez took off, but he was able to power down quickly. It's the first walk of the day for Bagwell. Two men aboard in the second with one out. Edry Campos, who's at third base today, will look for his first hit of the week. Third base coach Luis Silverio relaying the signs both to Campos and to the runners. See if the bunt is put on. Campos squares and fouls it away. Both teams, but especially Delmarva, have really had difficulties getting the bunt down this week. Now Luis Silverio gives what appears to be a wipe-off sign, dusting off the front of the jersey, likely swinging away here. Back pick out to second, and he threw it right into the rib cage. Bagwell got a piece of Hernandez on the toss rather than hitting Jones in the mitt. Time is called by Luis Silverio, or he asked for it, and it was granted by Caleb Cador. Just enough for him to be able to shout out to Hernandez and make sure he's all right. He is, and the at-bat continues. 0-1. From the stretch, fastball misses low. Up to 93 for Bagwell. He's been 91 to 93. And as we said, the arm slot looks just a little bit lower. 1-1 with two men aboard. Bagwell long gaze out at second. Fastball called a strike. Looked like it froze Campos running back from the inside corner towards the center. There is more arm side movement on the fastball today. Likely a direct correlation to the arm slot dropping a little bit. Just changes the path of the ball because it changes the way you spin and release. Count 1-2. Campos hands low. Bounced out to shortstop. Jones will go to second for one. Sanchez off balance throw to first, not in time. Campos speeds his way down the line to beat out the double play. Velasquez is his second out of the inning. And the Shorebirds have men at the corners with two down. No time like the present for Delmarva to get one of those runs back. Green Jackets leading 3-0 with now two down in the bottom of the second inning. Steven Ondina is 2-for-7. Also drawn a walk in two games played. Hernandez at third, Campos at first. First pitch fastball is strike one. Ondina, 23 years old, out of Puerto Rico, stands 5'8", 160 from the right side. Runner goes from first. Slider is out. Gassetti's throw down to second. Tag is in time. They got the runner. Campos is caught stealing for the fourth time this year. He's now 2-for-6, and with some help for Gassetti, Bagwell posts his second straight zero.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
2-3-4 to start off the third for the Green Jackets. Carey, Hartman, and Glaude, each of whom get their second look at the starter, Jacob Cravey. Cravey's had a pair of long innings, 21 pitches in both frames, and there's a pitch timer violation against the starter. Cravey went too long with his warm-ups, and so Carey will begin the count 1-0. Colin Woody coming out to discuss with Brandon Smith. Woody debating the validity of the pitch timer violation. Looked like Carey was talking out to the mound, asking what the question was, who the call was on. Cravey sheepishly admits to Carey that it was on him. So the count's 1-0 on Owen Carey to start off. Grounded out to the pitcher his last time up. First pitch changeup misses outside. It's now 2-0. Cravey got some huge help with the double play to limit the damage to one last inning. 2-0 fouled straight back. Fastball running away from the barrel of the 18-year-old lefty Carey. Has impressed all season long, but especially this week. He's found a new gear. 2-1 tipped into the mitt. Big swing for the right fielder. Carey's now 7-for-15 on the series with 7 RBIs. He's had a great approach at the plate as well. Count even 2-2. And the fastball misses below the zone. Nalaya had to go down and get that one. And by virtue of the pitch timer violation to start the at-bat, the count is full. 3-2 from Cravey. Ladled out to left field. Ondina heading back into the gap. And he makes the catch. Carey gave it a ride. But it is so hard to put one out anywhere here at Purdue Stadium. It's 309 down the lines. That sounds hitter friendly, but it gets deep so very early as you traverse out to center field. And those power alleys feel further than 400. Here's Eric Hartman. Second straight lefty. Hartman takes a slider downstairs. Eric walked and scored back in the first, worked a good 8-pitch at bat for a free pass. Ahead 1-0, and he slices it into left field. Ondina coming on, and he makes the catch. Two balls hit to Ondina, one going out, one coming in. And Cravey looking for his first zero, much less his first 1-2-3 inning. Boy, could Cravey use a quick one here. Douglas Glaude. Hits in his last three games. He's reached base in 10 straight. First single-A homer last time up. Glaude bounces this one foul past the third base bag. It's another hard hit ball for Douglas. Triple-digit exit velocities abound even on the foul balls. Knew it was a matter of time. This is a kid that entered the organization as a top 30 prospect. And although his star has dimmed a little bit, over the 3 years he spent in the two complex leagues, there's still a ton of talent at just 20 years of age. Curveball too far below the zone. Big looping 12-6 bender. And Glaude wisely lays off. Douglas got a fastball and did not miss it last time up. Up in the zone and up into the jet stream. 1-1. Off the outside corner, ball two. Glaude's had very good patience as well. Even during his difficult stretch, 2-1. Off the outside corner with a breaking ball, 3 balls and a strike. It's impressive for a kid that's on 3 straight games getting a hit to have reached in 11 straight games. 3-1 is a fastball right at the thighs. runs the count full. Douglas did not change his approach, did not waver in the confidence, and the hitting coaches continued to instill belief. It's paid off this week. Here's a 3-2 from Cravey. Ball four. And there is walk number three on the week, walk number 10 on the season for Douglas Glott. Glott's on base twice. He's now been on base six times in nine tries this week. Six times in 11 tries, in fact. Extends the inning for Matt Gassetti. First pitch fastball at the knees. Gassetti grounded out sharply to third his last time up. Douglas a very short lead. Has yet to attempt to steal. Cravey comes in on the hands and Gassetti jams it foul. A little bit more pressure on Mac this week. A lot of it self-created. Just such a phenomenal start to the year. Feels like the expectations just built up and built up on Gassetti. But he continues to put the work in. Still hitting over 300 on the year. Nothing in two. Here comes Cravey. And it's roped into right center field for a base hit. That splits the outfielders, and it'll roll for a while. Gassetti tumbling into second. Glott gets the wave around third. Relay throw is not going to come in. And Glott scores all the way from first on an RBI double. Matt Gassetti's first hit of this series keeps the line moving. The Jackets have scored in every inning and lead 4-0. 13th RBI of the year for Mac. He retakes the team lead away from Owen Carey. Peguero, the center fielder, was playing over towards left center. Ramos was straight up, so both had to go a long way. And when the throw came into the cutoff man up the middle, looked like Hernandez fumbled the transfer. Would have been tough to get Glott steamrolling around third anyway. The big fella just never stopped moving. Time is called, and with a runner at second, it seems like Nalaya and Cravey are looking to get on the same page in terms of signs. That's always an important factor with a man at second base, but with a catcher like Gassetti, who's, by virtue of his position, very adept at picking up on signs and tendencies, you want to be even more certain that no code is cracked. Jake Steele's bats after another two-out RBI. Jackets have scored three of their four runs today with two outs. First pitch to Steele's is a called strike. It's not necessarily the day Cravey envisioned. Fell behind a handful of hitters. And then he has just lacked that put-away pitch. 0-1 on the center fielder. Cravey looks back and deals. Slider low and outside. Cravey kicked up the leg there before the head had whipped back towards home plate. So it was a late reception of the target for Cravey. And perhaps that impeded his progress on the command. 1-1 home. Outside once more with a breaking pitch. Gassetti off of second. Velasquez in the vicinity, but not holding him all that tightly. Mac will likely try to score on anything to the outfield. 2-1, big swing and a miss from Steele's. He was out in front. Fastball down to 89 for Cravey. It's the slowest heater he's offered today. Gassetti gets a bit further off of second before the 2-2. Steele spins the brown bat back behind the right ear. Two-strike offering. Bounce back up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman Velasquez. A jumping throw gets to the base in time. Well played by Alfredo Velasquez up the middle, but Matt Gassetti's two-out double makes it a 4-0 game halfway through the third.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow?
The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Ethan Bagwell got the help of a caught stealing from Gassetti to Sanchez to end inning number two, as he had first and third and two outs before Campos was cut down. Green Jackets now leading 4-0. They've scored in every inning. Steven Ondina will lead off for the Shorebirds. Andres Nalaya and Brylan Tavera behind him. So it's 8-9-1 against Bagwell. Giving up a hit and a walk without a strikeout so far. Trying to bunt his way on, Ondina spins it foul on the third base side. Ondina's 2-for-7 this week with a walk. He was at the plate when Campos was caught stealing. Mason Guerra now playing inside the bag at third. Monteverde still very deep at first. That means Bagwell will likely have any bunt that's dropped down on the first base side. Nothing in one on the undersized left fielder. And the slider finds the knees. Brilliantly dropped to the outside corner. And Bagwell's ahead, nothing in two. Looking for his first strikeout of the day. 0-2 pitch. Too far outside. Could not entice a chase. Just such a different team this year from last for the Green Jackets. Even the folks that were here both seasons. More confident, more improved, and better results. 1-2 slider is spun away on a helicopter effort from Ondina. Keeps himself alive. Bagwell has gone up to 5 1/3 this season and up to 80 pitches. So you expect some distance from him. Another 1-2 popped foul down the right field line. Monteverde chases over to the tarp, but it's back on the picnic structure. Bagwell's at 30 pitches. Gotten there through 2+ innings. Not a deep concern by any measure. But still, he'd like to dispose of Ondina sooner rather than later. Angling to do so here. Here he comes. Too far downstairs. Another good take for Ondina on a slider. Into the twilight hours at Purdue Stadium. Sun has all but set. 2-2 delivery. Is bounced to the left side of the infield. It's Jones, the shortstop, who takes it. Quick off-balance throw. Colby continues to flash the plus glove. And the leadoff batter is retired in the bottom of the third. Last man to see Bagwell will be Andres Nalaya. Catcher in his second straight start. Nalaya was the DH yesterday. He's 1-for-7 on the week. Or 1-for-7 on the season, beg your pardon. 0-for-2 this series. First pitch fastball inside. Bagwell running it under the hands at 89. Nalaya did not put a ball in play in yesterday's loss for Delmarva. 2K is a walk and a hit by pitch. He tips the fastball into the mitt, 1-1. Shorebirds put up 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th last night to break a 2-2 tie, made it 5-2 going into the 9th, and having allowed just 1 hit, they felt confident. 1-1 fastball does not get the call at the knees. But the Green Jackets, by virtue of a couple walks, a hit by pitch, and an E4, posted 3 runs in that 9th inning to tie the game, and 4 more in the 10th to win it. Slider called a strike, absolutely freezes Nalaya on the frisbee. Shorebirds have some pre-throw action in the bullpen, but nobody off the mound yet. And time is called by Nalaya as Bagwell comes set. Three innings with 4 runs allowed for the Shorebirds starter, Jacob Cravey, out of Samford. And he will go back out for the 4th, it appears. 2-2. Slider, check swing, rolled back out to the mound. Bagwell will hustle an underhanded flip over. And 2 batters, 2 outs in the 3rd. Back-to-back ground outs induced by Bagwell. Everything he's been throwing today has had some sort of vertical movement. Back to the top for Brylan Tavera. First pitch to Tavera, misses inside. Brylan began the ball game with a weak line drive out to first base that was snared in foul territory. 3 RBIs on the week for him. Outside 2-0. Outfield playing relatively deep against Tavera. 2-0 offering is at the knees for a called strike. Shorebirds as a unit only have 3 home runs in 18 games, and Tavera has 2 of them. The only other man is the on-deck batter, Yasmiel Bousset. 2-1, waved at and missed by Tavera, chasing the good sweeping breaking ball. Bagwell looking to post his 3rd consecutive 0 and keep the momentum squarely with Augusta. Tavera takes his time out. Now digs back in, very deep in the right-handed box. Holds the hands away from the body. 2-2 from Bagwell. Slider outside. Tavera able to hold his bat back. Pitch didn't miss by much, but it was off the corner. So good take and good hands for Tavera. Now 3-2. Full count offering. Swing and a miss. Tavera goes down chasing the slider. First strikeout of the day for Bagwell. 3 zeros posted by the 19-year-old righty. And the Green Jackets, who have scored in every inning, are leading 4-0.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Fourth inning of action for Jacob Cravey, trailing the Green Jackets 4-0. Game 4 out of 6 between the Shorebirds and Green Jackets. Augusta has won each of the first 3 by a margin of 4 runs every time. Cravey exactly 21 pitches in all three innings. Starts off with Mason Guerra, 7-8-9 for Augusta in the fourth. Guerra, first pitch swinging, big hack, and he fouls back the fastball. Mason back after just shy of 2 weeks on the injured list. Says he's back at 100%. Bounces this one foul past the reach of the third baseman, Campos. Was a little bit out in front of the slider. Big power for the former Oregon State Beaver. Mason Guerra showed it off. He's 1-for-15 this season, but the one was an absolute moonshot up in Hickory. Behind nothing in two. The pitch is bounced back up the middle. Over the head of the pitcher, Velasquez darting up the middle, and the second baseman makes the play. Another running adaptation for Alfredo Velasquez, similar to the manner in which he ended the top of the third. Guerra 0-for-2 in his first game back. Brings up Carlos Monteverde. He walked last time up. First pitch changeup. A beauty on the outside corner. Carlos didn't like it, but it floated right to the outer edge. Changeup has been the best, if not most consistent, pitch for Cravey. It's the one he's gotten the best looks with. Doubles up and misses outside, 1-1. Cravey's gone up to 80 pitches this year, and he's gone through at least 3 2/3 in all three outings. Shortest was 3 2/3 against Salem. Monteverde pops up the fastball into shallow center field. Pagiero didn't see it at first, but in the twilight, he makes the catch. That ball had a ton of hang time as Carlos got underneath it, but still caught a barrel, just sent it skyward. A major league pop-up at the single-A level. Two up, two down for the second straight inning for Cravey. Luis Sanchez, an RBI single in his previous at-bat. Cravey has been tagged with two outs before. Sanchez pops the first pitch he sees out of play on the right-hand side. Luis grabbed RBI number 8 in inning number 2. He's also walked 13 times to just 8 strikeouts. Shown a bit more discipline in his second season with Augusta. 0-1 from Cravey is a curveball that again misses upstairs. And Cravey looks down at his hand in disgust. He has not had a feel for the curveball. Slider and changeup have both had their moments, but the curve has not found the zone but once. And now there's a righty getting off the mound for the Shorebirds in the bullpen. 1-1 is taken off the outside corner. About a ball and a half out, Cravey waggles his head from side to side in disagreement. But the right call from Brandon Smith, 2-1. Sanchez deep in the box, wiggles the bat back and forth, and takes a called strike. High slider makes it 2-2. Cravey looking for his first scoreless inning, which of course would also make it the first 1-2-3 inning. Sanchez steps out, resets the pitch clock. From the windup, Cravey brings home the 2-2. Lifted out into center field, Pagiero to his left, now charging in. And in right center field, he disposes of Sanchez. It's a 1-2-3 inning in the fourth for Cravey, something he had been craving all day. Bagwell back to the hill when we come back on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Here on Star Wars Night, the Green Jackets playing the role of the Empire as the Shorebirds have been held to just one hit and no runs, trailing 4-0 halfway through four. Yasmeel Bousset leads off the bottom half of inning number four. Time is called by Brandon Smith. There was a baseball that was on the field out in right, so it's ran down by a member of the bullpen. It's Bousset, Ramos, and Hernandez, 2-3-4 for the Shorebirds. Ethan Bagwell in his fourth inning of work, one hit, one strikeout, one walk. Misses high and outside with the breaking ball. Bagwell went 1-2-3 through the previous inning, got two ground balls and a strikeout of Tavera to punctuate the end of the inning. Bousset, low hands, awaits the 1-0 and takes barely off the inside corner. Did not miss the inner edge by much. Two balls, no strikes. Bagwell out of the stretch with nobody aboard, and he misses away with the change. Shown the full arsenal to Bousset in his second at bat, and all three have missed. Count 3-0. See if Bousset has the green light. He does, and he swings out of his shoes, fouling it off of Gassetti, who goes down to both knees. And Dan Gardner, the trainer, is coming out, along with Winston Sawyer, the manager. Not sure where that got Gassetti, but it rung his bell pretty severely. Sawyer, a longtime minor league catcher himself, certainly has a soft spot for his backstops. And he's really had an affinity for Gassetti. Gassetti in deep conversation with both the skipper and trainer. And Max says he's all right to keep rolling. Got that one square between the eyes. Bousset and Gassetti exchange pleasantries. Obviously incidental, but kind of Bousset to check on the catcher. He's still ahead 3-1. Fastball called a strike on the inside corner, runs the count full. Shorebirds looking for their first base runner since the second inning. Here to begin inning number four. 3-2. Looped away foul by Bousset. Left-handed hitting catcher by trade. Bousset's at first base today. Gives Andres Nolaya the start behind the dish. Shorebirds have cycled through a handful of first basemen already this series. Seventh pitch of the AB is lifted well out to right center field. Hartman chasing back into the gap, and he makes the catch at ankle level. Hartman and Steels both giving it a go, and Hartman tracked it all the way towards the grass to make the play. That's as close to the nadir of the ball as you can catch it. Got it right at the bottom of its arc. A long out number one off the bat of Bousset. As the breeze kicks up, Raylan Ramos steps in, bounces it right back to Bagwell. On the mound, he fires a dart over the first. Two up, two down. Seven straight men retired for Bagwell. He's rolled through 3-2, third scoreless with just one hit allowed. That was pitch number 51 on the game. Bags has gone up to 79 this year. Green Jackets got their longest start of the season yesterday, six innings from Owen Hackman. First pitch changeup to Mike Hole. Hernandez misses high and inside. Hernandez has the only hit of the day for Delmarva. Singled and was stranded at third back in the second. 1-0 on the ground to the third baseman, Guerra. His first chance since getting back off the IL. Goes as smooth as you could ask for. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Bagwell. And Augusta stays in front by four.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame Class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
New arm on the hill for the Delmarva Shorebirds as we begin the top of the fifth. Adrian Delgado, 19-year-old right-hander out of Caracas, Venezuela, comes in to replace the starter Jacob Cravey. Green Jackets leading 4-0. Final line for Cravey. 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, and just 1 strikeout. It's Delgado's second outing of the season. Worked 2/3 scorelessly with 1 hit and 1 strikeout his last time up. That came just over a week ago against Carolina. Was put on the roster April 16th and through the day afterwards. He starts at the top of Augusta's order. Colby Jones leading off the fifth. Delgado from the stretch, and Jones whiffs on a bunt attempt. Fastball came in at 94. Delgado primarily fastball slider. Whippy arm action from the right-hand side. There is a changeup and curveball as well. 0-1, and Jones takes the fastball out. It was a quick promotion for Delgado in the sense that he bypassed the FCL entirely, but quick may be a stretch given the fact that Adrian threw 3 different seasons worth in the DSL, totaling 40 outings, breaking ball outside, 2-1. In that time, walks have always been the issue. Delgado more walks than strikeouts in every inning or every season in the DSL, and had more than a walk per inning in all 3 years. Did not walk a batter in his first outing with the Shorebirds. 2-1. Slider misses low and inside. It's a good breaking ball, sweeping from that high three-quarter slot, and a fastball in the low to mid nines. But Delgado still trying to wrangle the command of it. Jones ahead 3-1. And he bounces this one sharply out to second base. Velasquez, right to him, makes the play. Middle fastball. You like Colby swinging away there. He hit it on the screws, 100 off the bat, but right into the grass. Leadoff man retired by Adrian Delgado. And he'll look to get ahead of Owen Carey, who's 0 for 2. Carey bounce out to the pitcher and a fly out to left. Gets his first chance to see somebody other than the starter, Cravey. Delgado from the stretch gets the call below the knees. Came in at 96 right there. Good velocity for the young right-hander. Command issue, sure, but he's still just 19. A lot of room for growth. 0-1. Low and inside, skittering around the shoestrings of Carey. Delgado will turn 20 in May. He was signed back in 2022 by the Orioles and debuted that season in the Dominican Summer League. Carey 313 on the year, trying to extend his hit streak. He continues to swing the bat well. 1-1 from Delgado is above the eye line. Carey's hit safely in 3 straight games. He's got the longest active on base streak on the roster. Carey's gotten aboard in 11 consecutive games entering tonight. Ahead 2-1 on Delgado. And Delgado gets a called strike on the slider. Backdoor breaking ball. Easy pitch for Carey to give up on. Runs the count 2-2. Delgado trying to hold the deficit at 4 and wait for the offense to wake up. 2-2 pitch is tipped into the mitt. They'll say it was held onto by Nolaya. Carey looked back waiting to see if it bounced before it got into the mitt. It did not. And a good off-speed becomes the first strikeout of the day for Delgado. Good high-spin slider. But now Nolaya out for a quick chat with Delgado. It comes before Eric Hartman steps in. Hartman has walked and lined out today. 0-for-1 with a run scored. Green Jackets are trying to avoid a similar fate to what they showed on Wednesday, where they scored all 6 of their runs against the starter, Chase Alsip, but then were blanked for 6 straight innings by the Shorebird bullpen, held on for a 6-2 victory, but were never able to supplement that lead against the Pen. 2 up, 2 down to start off the 5th. First pitch to Eric Hartman is a good off-speed, and Hartman waves out in front of it. Goes flailing on the breaking ball. Back-to-back lefties against Delgado. He has not been fazed by either side. Ahead 0-1, a high leg kick. And the fastball splits the outside corner at 94. Delgado painting here in the 5th. Breeze whipping right to left across the outfield. Big crowd underneath the Purdue Stadium lights. 0-2. Fastball outside. A bit overthrown up to 96. But it nearly entered the opposite batter's box. Between Cravey and Delgado, Shorebirds have retired the last 6 Orioles faced. Ahead 1-2 on Hartman. Inside, and it rolls all the way to the backstop. Delgado yanking the breaking ball towards the body of Hartman, who had no desire to move whatsoever, and rarely does. Hartman leads the team with 4 hit-by pitches. Count even at 2-2. Delgado open from the stretch. The pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed, tipped into the mitt. A pair of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 fifth for Adrian Delgado. Good start to 2025 for him. Bagwell back on the mound when we're back in 90 seconds.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Halfway home on a clear Friday night. Whole lot of rain in the forecast tomorrow, but can't do anything about that until wait. Green Jackets trying to make things count and grab their 6th consecutive win. Would be 4 straight against the Shorebirds. Fernando Peguero leading off from the left side. Switch hitter takes ball 1 towards the knees. It's Peguero, Velasquez, Campos, 5-6-7. 4 innings, 1 hit for Ethan Bagwell. Fastball misses down. 2 balls and no strikes. Bagwell began the game 92-93. He's been 89-91 over the last inning plus. 2-0. Drops onto the outside corner. Took some off for the changeup and just ladled it into the outer edges. Pagiero lined out to center in his previous at-bat. Was ran down well by Jake Steeles. Bounces this one towards first base. Backs up Monteverde. Flips to Bagwell, covering the base in time. Caleb Kador hesitated a little bit. Thought all the way through and then punched out Pagiero. Eight straight batters retired by Ethan Bagwell. He went 5 1/3 2 weeks ago, or last week, in fact, but took the loss against Myrtle Beach. He's through 4 1/3 here. First pitch to Alfredo Velasquez is spun straight back over the press box. Velasquez, the only man to walk against Bagwell. He's also the last man to reach base without an out. Time is called by Brandon Smith. Home plate umpire. Seemed like he was issuing a warning to Bagwell for licking his fingers and then not wiping off on the pant leg properly. One of those old school baseball rules. Nothing in one to Velasquez. Misses down with a breaking ball. You can go to the tongue with the fingers as much as you like, especially on cold nights, and it is getting cooler here at the ballpark. So long as you wipe off at the end. 1-1. In on the hands. Popped straight back. And just to our left. It's one of the best press box vantage points in the Carolina League. Straight on behind home plate. Not too high, not too low. In an effort to not sound like Goldilocks. Since I've been here, there has been nothing that has entered the booth at home or on the road on the Green Jacket Radio Network. 1-2. Sliced up the middle, and that will fall for a base hit. Velasquez is on for the second time today. And the Shorebirds have a one-out base runner here in the fifth. Trying to claw their way back in against Bagwell. We told you at the top, Logan Samuels will be the piggyback arm. If you can get Bagwell through at least five, Samuels has shown time and again that he can go plenty long. Samuels has gone 2 2/3 or more in every outing and went a season high of five on opening week. First pitch fastball to Edry Campos is on the inside corner. 90 miles an hour with good run. It's nothing and one on the third baseman. Campos reached on a fielder's choice and was then caught stealing in his previous at-bat. 0-1 evades the outer edges. Velasquez is 5 of 6 stealing. Trails only Fernando Pagiero for the team lead. There he goes on the 1-1. Pitches outside. Gassetti's throw tailing towards the second base side of the bag. And Velasquez has stolen base number 6. Velasquez got a great jump. And especially with the pitch being that far off the plate, Gassetti had no opportunity. Changeup makes it 2-1. Shorebirds have a man in scoring position for the second time in five innings. Campos looking to break the ice and end the shutout bid. Fastball on the inside corner, 2-2. Ran back to the edge. Campos throws his head back in disgust. And he'll use a timeout. Steven Ondina is on deck. He grounded out to short in his previous at-bat. Hernandez and Velasquez, each with a single. Only two hits for the Shorebirds. 2-2 delivery. Change-up low and out. More change-up second time through the order for Bagwell. Especially against left-handed hitters. Boussey and Campos, true lefties. Pagiero, a switch hitter. Hitting from the left side. Here's a 3-2. Slammed out to center field right at Jake Steeles. Runner will tag. Steeles lines up the throw, gets into the cutoff man, and the speedy Velasquez takes third. And they're going to go out to second, and they're going to say he didn't tag up. They appeal out to second base, and Caleb Kador says that Velasquez left early. Manager Colin Woody comes screaming out of the dugout. Luis Silverio was coaching third, and he is as animated as you will see him. Colin Woody barking, and he just got tossed. Colin Woody has been ejected from this ball game for arguing with Caleb Kador. He's being held back by Luis Silverio. Now umpire Brandon Smith comes into the mix. And Woody's going to take an early shower. Velasquez never really left second base. It's not a question of if he went back and hit or not. The question is, did he leave early? And Colin Woody, who's already been told that his day is done, continues to plead his case with Brandon Smith. But Woody has been tossed. It's an 8-6-4 double play, and the Green Jackets stay in front 4-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Adrian Delgado boxed his way through a 1-2-3 top of the fifth. Jackets have been held scoreless in each of the last two top halves after posting runs in each of the first three. Green Jackets 4, Shorebirds nothing through 5 innings. Augusta's 1-4 in each of the last 3 nights. A chance to win 6 consecutive ball games for the first time in 4 years. It'll be Glad, Gassetti, and Steels 4-5-6. Douglas Glad has reached twice and scored twice. A walk and a 2-run homer. His first is a Green Jacket. Delgado struck out 2 and got a hard ground ball off the bat of Jones. First pitch to Glad. Misses inside with a slider. Colin Woody's night is done. The manager has been ejected for arguing with field umpire Caleb Kador over whether or not Alfredo Velasquez left early on the 8-6-4 double play. 1-0 slider misses outside, ball 2. The fundamentals coach, Luis Silverio, was coaching third. More often than not in this league, you see the manager coaching third base, but that will change entering the weekend sometimes. 2-0 to Glad. Gets a called strike off the inside corner. Ran in towards the body, was not caught by Nalaya, but Brandon Smith rewards the half effort anyway. Silverio went out to argue. Woody nearly threw him aside to get to Caleb Kador first. And he was nose-to-nose with the first-year umpire until the ejection came. 2-1 on Glad. Slider outside, ball 3. Douglas has walked 3 times in 3 games and has 3 hits. Confidence has built with each passing day. And all 3 hits for Douglas have been of extra base variety. 2 doubles and a homer. 3-1. Oh, a 3-quarter swing. Glad was fooled badly on the breaking ball. Delgado's slider is a legitimate weapon. And you have to imagine that's right back to what Delgado will toss here. Runs the count full. Glad widens out. 3-2 pitch. Slider, ball 4. If you make a competitive pitch there with the breaking ball, Glad likely chases, but it never threatened the zone, and Douglas has his second walk of the day. It's the first walk issued in a Shorebirds uniform for Adrian Delgado. It's the fourth walk issued by Shorebird Pitching a night after they walked 10. Up steps Matt Gassetti. RBI double his last time up. Takes a called strike at the knees. Easy velocity for Delgado, who's got a lot of room to fill out the frame. Listed at 6'3", 182 for the right-hander out of Caracas. And good arm action. 0-1. Slider jam shot out into shallow left center field. Ondina and Piguero come on. It's the center fielder Piguero who nets it for out number one. Logan Samuels is milling around in the bullpen for Augusta. He is not actively throwing at this very moment. Ethan Bagwell has gone through five scoreless and has thrown 67 pitches. Bagwell's season high is 79. That was last time out. Here's Jake Steeles, one on, one out. Steeles one for two. First pitch slider in the dirt, knocked down by Nalaya. Rolls out into fair territory. And Glaude wisely holds it first. Now Samuels is tossing in the pen. Bagwell could theoretically start the sixth, but he'd have to be efficient to finish it. 1-0. Slider over the head of Steeles and all the way to the backstop. It ricocheted directly back to Nalaya. But Glaude got a good enough jump that he advances on the wild pitch. And I mean wild. Steeles was hit by a pitch yesterday. And he shakes his head and smirks. Delgado certainly still has a bit of that erraticness in his game. It's always been a staple of who he's been on the mound. 2-0 to Steeles. Bounces in ball three. Last year in 16 games out of the pen for the DSL Orioles Black, Delgado had a 6.86 ERA. He struck out 23 and walked 28 in less than 20 innings. A whip of over two. That's walks and hits per innings pitched. He did not, however, hit a batter. 3-0, called strike on the inside corner. Steeles was automatically taking on 3-0 after a couple bad misses. See what the approach is here with first base open. Glaude out at second, Delgado to the dish, and it's ball four off the corner. Walk, fly out, walk to start off the sixth as the Green Jackets trying to add some more insurance. It's the big swinging Mason Guerra stepping in. Guerra strikeout and a sharp ground out to second was taken away on a brilliant play from Velasquez. And there's a arm throwing in the pen, it appears, for Delmarva. Looks like Ben Vespi. First pitch to Mason Guerra is a called strike. 94 on the inner half. Shorebird's got four innings with four hits and four runs allowed by the starter, Jacob Cravey. Delgado has gone an inning and a third. Two on, one out in the sixth. And Mason takes the breaking ball outside. Something to keep an eye on after that pitch. The first baseman, Yasmiel Bousset, who is not holding Steeles on, went sprinting in towards the bag, just setting up his availability in case Nalaya wanted to backpick. Steeles has a huge lead. 1-1 slider. Brilliant backhand from Nalaya. He had to dive deep into the left-handed box just to keep that close. Two balls, one strike on Mason Guerra. First game played for him in quite a while. Guerra's last appearance was April 13th against Hickory. So a 12-day stint on the injured list. 2-1. Inside, nearly clipped the jersey of Guerra. Instead, it's ball three. The hit batsman would have loaded the bases for Carlos Monteverde. Glaude at second, Steeles at first, both of whom walked. Delgado to the dish. And Guerra rifles it foul deep into the night. Green Jackets have a chance to guarantee themselves back-to-back series victories with a win today. Took four of six at home against Myrtle Beach last week. and have won each of the first three contests at Purdue Stadium. Count full on Guerra. 3-2. Slider inside, ball four. Bases loaded without a hit. A walk, a flyout, and then two walks. And the stage is set for Carlos Monteverde. Luis Silverio is coming out of the dugout. He's the fundamentals coach. And he'll be the acting manager with Woody being tossed. Silverio makes the move. And that spells the end of the line for Delgado. New arm is coming into a pickle. Monteverde at bat when we come back.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
New arm on the hill will be Ben Vespe, right-hander out of the University of Central Florida. UCF product was an undrafted free agent and had an easy connection to the Orioles. His older brother, Nick, spent a handful of seasons in the system, usually bouncing between Norfolk and the big league club. Vespe comes on, bases loaded, one out, facing the eight-hitter Carlos Monteverde, right on left. And Vespe bounces in his first pitch. Looked like he spiked the changeup. Another good block for Nalaya. Really, all three catchers we've seen this week for the Shorebirds, Boussey, Nalaya, and Cole Ehrman, have blocked very well. There's been some throwing errors, but blocking has not been a problem. Vespe's fifth appearance of the year. He's gone seven innings so far. Pitch to Monteverde is a called strike. Vespe began with an automatic ball via the pitch timer violation. Took too long for his warm-up, so the count is 2-1. Monteverde was taking all the way. Now in a hitter's count, he swings through the breaking ball. Vespe loops in the curve underneath the bat. 23-year-old right-hander has given up two earned runs on six hits. Last threw just shy of a week ago. Going two scoreless against Carolina. 2-2 on Monteverde. Change up outside, runs the count full. Nowhere to put Carlos. Whatever Vespe's comfortable with, that has to be the call here, as the Green Jackets have loaded the bags with walks against Adrian Delgado. Vespe trying to play fireman. Here comes the payoff. Curveball called strike three on the inside corner. Too close to take, a half ball off the inner edge. And Monteverde down looking. Big strikeout for Vespe. Vespe's older brother, now with the Phillies organization. Ben, the only man left from the family in the bird system. Trying to leave the bags full. It's Luis Sanchez hitting. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Delgado made a mess. Vespe trying to clean it up. Sanchez late on the fastball. A rare fastball for Vespe. who has shown the willingness and the desire to go to any of his four pitches in any count. Claude at third, steals at second, Guerra at first. 0-1 to Sanchez. Curveball called a strike. Dropped onto the inside corner. Another good frame from Nalaya on a pitch right on the black. Jackets were 2 for 20 with runners in scoring position yesterday. Left 14 on. Looking for better fortune here. Trying not to leave the bags loaded again. Vespi from the stretch, 0-2. Fouled back. Sanchez, quick hands on a high heater at 94. Sixth batter of the inning. Vespi walking the tightrope in a four-run game. Jackets a chance to break this open if they can come through. Sanchez awaits. Target outside. Pitch from Vespi. Breaking ball misses low. Sanchez peering all the way in. Gave it a look even as it hit the glove. Of the three runners aboard, Steels is the fastest of the trio. He's out at second base getting a big lead. Likely going to be sent on anything to the outfield. Gramos has a good arm in right. Vespi ahead 1-2. Deep breath and here he comes. Curveball low and in. Evens the count at 2 apiece. Vespi tucks the long hair back underneath the black hat. Gazes in for his sign from Nalaya. On the third base side of the rubber, he comes to a stop. 2-2 offering. Served into shallow right field. Ramos coming on, and he will make the catch. Ben Vespi leaves the bases loaded. The Green Jackets, bottom of the order, can't make Delgado pay, but Augusta stays in front 4-0 halfway through the sixth.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hivepro.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Got our first Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen of the evening. Ethan Bagwell's night is done, and he is in line for what would be his first professional win after 5 scoreless. 2 hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Pitched to contact and did so well. In for the 6th, it's Logan Samuels. 4th appearance, 3rd in the bullpen. Samuels, 11 and a third innings, just 1 earned run with 12 strikeouts. He's been a big force no matter when he's been used. Starts with Steven Ondina. Ondina, first pitch swinging. Pop up into shallow right field. Eric Hartman makes the one-handed catch. A crisp start for Samuels. One pitch, one out. Samuels backing up Bagwell once again. They've done this dance before. And generally pair well off of each other. Samuels fastball, slider, and changeup. Heater in the mid-90s. First pitch fastball to Andres Nalaya, misses low and outside. Nalaya bounced out to the pitcher and is only at bat so far. From the windup, Samuels delivers. And Nalaya tips the fastball into the mitt, 1-1. Green Jackets left the bases loaded in the sixth. They loaded the bases without a hit. Drew three walks against Delgado. Vespi did a great job of working himself out of harm's way. 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball to the outside corner. Loops to the very fringes of the zone. Cassetti will take the call and the beneficiary. It's 1-2. Samuels kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Change up. Ties up. Nalaya. First strikeout. Two batters in for Samuels. Five pitches, four strikes, two outs to begin the sixth. Brylan Tavera, the Shorebird leadoff man, swings for a third time. Pop up to first in a strikeout. Tavera's 0-2. Michael Hernandez and Alfredo Velasquez, the only two batters with hits for the Shorebirds. First pitch fastball, a called strike at 95. Augusta will go with Raven Antonio on the hill tomorrow. It'll be Raven's third start of the season. 0-1 from Samuels is laced back into the netting. Antonio 1-0 with three earned runs in nine innings and did not give up an earned run in five innings last time out. He'll match up with the Shorebirds' only left-handed starter of the week, Sebastian Gongora. Nothing in two on Tavera. Samuels to the plate. Fastball around the chin. Tavera has to duck out of the way. Gongora out of Louisville so far this season has had a bit of difficulty, and he has worked exclusively as a reliever. It was announced pregame that Tuesday starter Michael Calden will take the ball on Sunday. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Back to the changeup, and it's the same result as Nalaya. Two strikeouts and an emphatic 1-2-3 inning, and the Green Jackets keep the shutout going through six.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or the mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Jackets have the top of the order, swinging to begin the seventh. Four runs, four hits, no errors for Augusta. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Shorebirds here in Delmarva. Ben Vespi came on and got the final two outs of the sixth, a strikeout and a flyout to keep the bases loaded. It's Jones, Carey, and Hartman against Ben Vespi on 5 days of rest. Jones' first pitch fastball is punched back into the net. Colby's 0-3, two groundouts and a flyout. One of those groundouts, a 6-4-3 double play, as Augusta increases their lead for the most double plays in single-A baseball. Jones thought about the bunt. Pitch missed outside to even the count at one. Third baseman Edry Campos was very deep. Now he'll come in even with the base. 1-1 to Colby. Slider bounced out to shortstop. He's kept the infield busy. Hernandez to first, one out in the seventh. 0-4 day for Colby at the top of the order. Into that spot with John Heal getting a day off. Heal, Isaiah Drake, and Nick Montgomery, three of Augusta's perennial top five hitters, all getting the night off on this beautiful Friday. In steps Owen Carey. He's 0 for 3. Carey takes a curveball for a called strike. Green Jackets have mustered 4 hits. All of them have come from the bottom half of the order. 0-1 goes against the shift. Backhanded by the third baseman, Campos. Long throw, and it was not caught by Boussey. Carey steamrolling down the line. It was very nearly a web gem from Edry Campos. But the catcher, Boussey, who's playing first tonight, couldn't secure it at the end of his stretch. That was a changeup way off the outside corner. You don't see Carey expand the zone very often. Shows what Vespi's been able to do. One on, one out. Eric Cartman first pitch swinging. Softly hit to shortstop. Hernandez funnels to second, and it's a fielder's choice. Carey reaches on the single and is then retired. Hartman on for the second time, although he's 0 for 3. A lot of early swings against Ben Vespi in this inning. Vespi all-conference for the Knights of UCF last year. Picked up a couple all-conference options, and he was a starter in the Big 12, so he can go plenty of innings if you need him to. Here's Douglas Glaude. Runner goes from first. Slider is high. The pitch, not in time. Eric Hartman has his 4th stolen base in as many tries this week. He's up to 9 steals in 11 tries this season. Jackets have a runner in scoring position for the 2nd straight inning. 1-0 on Glaude. He takes a breaking ball, 2-0. Glaude on base 3 consecutive times. A 2-run homer opened the scoring back in the first, and since then Glaude has walked twice. He's now drawn 11 walks on the year. Tied with Colby Jones for 2nd on the roster. 2-0 from Vespi. Swing and a miss. Curveball had Glaude out in front. Although Vespi may not have the professional track record that some folks do at this level, it's his first pro season after all, he's got a lot more experience than most do at this level. 2-1 fastball is high and out. Vespi just perennially and consistently taking the ball for the Knights. Made 76 collegiate appearances, including 31 starts, over 220 innings at the college level. That's as much time on the hill as you can possibly get, it feels like. 3-1, and Glaude takes a called strike. Good slider, had Douglas backing up. Logan Samuels went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the 6th. In a perfect world, Winston Sawyer could ride his piggyback arm all the way to the end of the ballgame. Jackets trying to add some to the 4-0 lead. 3-2 pitch. Hit through the right side for a base knock. Hartman steamrolling around third. He gets the wave. Throw in from Ramos. The tag. He is out. An aggressive send from Winston Sawyer. As Ramos, who has the best arm in the outfield, was very shallow. He gets the outfield assist. Hartman is cut down at the plate. Glaude's been on base 4 times, and it's time to stretch, as Hartman will now get looked at by the athletic training staff.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Well, right at the end of Logan Samuels' warm-ups, did Eric Hartman emerge from the dugout and head out to left field. Hartman went face first into home plate. And now Brandon Smith is barking out at Logan Samuels for some reason. The pitch clock was shut off a bit prematurely as everything kind of descended once Hartman was late getting out onto the field. But Hartman seems to be all right. Dan Gardner came out because Hartman went face first into the dirt around home plate and looked like he opened up his nose a little bit. Yasmeel Bousse leads off the bottom of the seventh and takes a first pitch fastball hot. It was a great throw on the money from Ramos. And you like the aggressiveness of Winston Sawyer, but that's a tough play for your runner to get safe on. 1-0 lifted out of play by Bousse, evening the count. Underneath a middle fastball at 93. Bousse has grounded out back up the middle and flown out to center field. 0-for-2 today, 2-for-11 on the week, played 3 of 4 games. 1-1 changeup misses outside. Bousse, the first left-hander to see Samuels today. Logan got 2 strikeouts in the sixth, both with right-on-right changeups. An underutilized weapon. 2-1. Inside with a fastball. Runs the count to 3-1. Shorebirds trying to break through the shutout. Held scoreless for 6 consecutive innings as Augusta's pitching continues to lead the way this season. 3-1 is yoked out to right field and Bousse slaps in a leadoff single. That's 1-11 off the bat of Yasmeel Bousse. Samuels got daring on 3-1, grooved a fastball, and dared Bousse to hit it as far as he could. He might not have done that, but he certainly hit it as hard as he could. And Bousse's got his first hit of the game. In steps Raylan Ramos, he of the outfield assist in the top half. First pitch swinging on the ground out to short. Jones steps on the bag himself. Low throw picked by Glaude. Double play. 6-3 double play. Jones all smiles as he high-fives his pitcher. And now Dan Gardner and Winston Sawyer are walking out once again. What did the trainers see that they didn't like? They're walking out in the direction of Eric Hartman. But they're going to stop at Colby Jones. Jones limping just a little bit. Hit the base and then went skyward and looked like whether he got a piece of Bousse or landed awkwardly trying to avoid Bousse, they want to check on him. We love Dan Gardner to death. We have seen far too much Dan Gardner in the last 2 nights. He's now been out to look at Douglas Glaude, Eric Hartman, Colby Jones, and Owen Hackman. Pitching coach Elvin Nina came out to the first base line, but was ushered back into the dugout by Brandon Smith. Jones doesn't want to leave, but he's going to be walked off the field by Dan Gardner. Colby's not happy at all. No update on that. He's walking under his own power. Lakehair Figueroa will come in to play shortstop. It's Figueroa's first appearance at short since being called back up. He'd played 3 games. All 3 were starts, and all 3 came at third base. Colby ends the day 0-for-4, and all the priority is on his health. Brandon Smith tells Monteverde to bring the ball back into the dugout, gave Figueroa a couple quick looks to get loose. And now Figueroa is ready. There's two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Jackets leading 4-0. Boussey a leadoff single, and one pitch later, Raylan Ramos hit into a double play. This is Michael Hernandez, 1-for-2. He swings and slaps a slider above his own dugout. Hops off the netting beyond the third baseline. Quickly 0-1. Samuels has been a joy to watch, a lifelong Braves fan, the product of Montevallo University in Alabama. Popped in the eighth round last year. And you can tell he has just enjoyed every second of being on the hill in a Green Jacket uniform. Consistently fired up to be doing his job. 0-1. Bounces in with the off-speed. It's a lot easier to come to work when you like what you do. It's also easier when you're performing as well as Samuels has been. He's now worked a total of 13 innings up to the moment and given up one earned run. Fastball on the outside corner, 1-2. Hernandez digs back in quickly, adjusts the black helmet. Samuels likes to work with tempo. Nods yes to the sign. The 1-2 pitch is down on the changeup. Went back to the well. The same offering that struck out Nalaya and Tavera. Evens the count at 2 apiece. Hernandez deep in the box. Black glove at the eye line, and here comes Samuels. Inside, ball 3. 2 consecutive changeups. Samuels saw the velo tick up as a senior at Montevallo. The results, not quite where he wanted them to be in college, but they have been as a pro. Shakes twice. Here's the payoff pitch. Golf down the right field line, and it hooks out of play. This, just as a reminder, is game 4 of a 12-game, 13-day road trip for the Green Jackets, the longest of the season. Augusta made the 11-hour bus ride up here Monday morning. And then right after Sunday's game, we'll head the 7 hours outside Charlotte to get to Kannapolis. See the Cannonballers for 6. Another 3-2, just off the outside corner. And Hernandez works the 2-out walk. Jackets will have a traditional start time on Tuesday down against the Cannonballers. And then, yay, another Education Day game. 11:05 start on Wednesday morning. Fourth straight week with an education game. And we've got one more on the homestand when we finally get back to SRP as well. Hickory Crawdads come to town for 6. Fernando Peguero steps into the left-handed batter's box. Switch hitter, first pitch swinging. Fouled it back, 0-1. That was a middle fastball. Peguero disconnected the hands from the body a bit early and didn't have much weight behind the swing. 0-1. Samuels from the stretch blows 93 past Peguero. Logan, first time out of the stretch today, retired his first 5 batters, including a 1-2-3-6. 0-2. Lined out to center field. Jake Steeles barely had to move. 2 steps forward, and he makes the catch. It's a routine inning. 1 hit, no runs, and 1 left aboard for Logan Samuels in his 7th. To the 8th we go. Ben Vespe back on the mound when we come back.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
that big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Matt Gassetti leading off the top of the eighth. Green Jackets working on a shutout, leading 4-0 as they angle for win number 6 in a row. First pitch from Ben Vespe misses low and away. Fastball at 92. It's Gassetti, Steels, and Guerra, the final three hitters to see Vespe. Came in with bases loaded, one out in the sixth. Got a strikeout and a flyout of the bottom two hitters in the order to keep the ball game where it lies. 1-0 breaking ball. Called strike off the inside corner. Brandon Smith has been generous on both horizontal planes. 1-1. Rifled foul by Gassetti. Has been relatively unforgiving at the top of the zone. Green Jackets, much like Wednesday's ball game, scored all their runs in three innings against the starter, and then have been quiet since against the pen. 1-2, fouled back by Gassetti. Green Jackets continuing to work at improving their hitting with runners in scoring position. It has not bitten them in the rear during this win streak, but it nearly did last night. 2-for-6 tonight after going 2-for-20 in those situations last night. 1-2 from Vespe. Slider spun away by Matt Gassetti, reached out and fighting for his life against the big looping curveball. A lot of baseball being played around the Carolina League today. One doubleheader. Fireflies hosting the Carolina Mudcats in a battle of first place teams. Carolina came in 13-2 to this week, but with a 10-4 loss in game one, the Mudcats have now lost three straight against Columbia. Ball and two strikes still on Gassetti. Right on right. Vespe from the windup. Laced into right field. Ramos going back, and he will make the catch on the run. 1-for-4 day for Matt Gassetti, including an RBI. Vespe gets his leadoff man and brings up Jake Steels. Steels on base twice. A walk and a single. We do not have an update on Colby Jones at the moment. He came out after what looked like a small tweak on a double play, trying to avoid a collision with the base runner, Boussey. First pitch to Jake Steels is a strike at the knees. Colby was replaced at shortstop by Lakehair Figueroa. He slots into the leadoff position in the order. Fastball down, 1-1. Columbia's up 1-0 in the top of the third. Trying to sweep the day. Hickory leading Salem 5-4 at the home of the Crawdads. Hickory trying to get their offense back on track. It's been a quiet week and a half for them. 1-1 skitters under the mitt of the catcher, Nalaya. Two balls and a strike now on Steels. Fayetteville leading the Lynchburg Hillcats 8-4. Lynchburg is 12-6. But you bring up the same adage you do when September rolls around and you're talking about SEC teams. They haven't played anybody yet to face a team with a winning record. Steels muscles the fastball back 2-2. Kannapolis is the next date for the Green Jackets. They're leading 4-3 in Myrtle Beach against the Pelicans. Win pushes the Ballers back above 500 in a very even Southern Division. 2-2. Curveball rolled right back to Vespe. Steels spikes the bat in frustration. 2-up, 2-down in the eighth. Final game to mention. Interleague action between Charleston and Fredericksburg. And at Virginia Credit Union Stadium in the Berg, it's 1-1. Bottom four there. Mason Guerra's 0-for-2. A walk, strikeout, and ground out in his first game back. Green Jackets trying to do some sort of damage against Ben Vespe. Shorebirds have a righty tossing gently in the pen. First pitch to Guerra is a curveball below the zone. Jackets will not see the Shorebirds again after this week. Two more ball games to end off the weekend, and then sayonara to Delmarva. Vespe a long gaze in. Now the 1-0. Big swing from Mason. Empty, 1-1. This the first interleague series for both of these teams. Green Jackets will play every team in the Northern Division at least once, except for Fredericksburg. Curveball yanked through the left side, base hit. Mason Guerra's got his first hit of the day. He's got his first hit of the season that didn't go over the fence. Nice two-out knock for Guerra. He's been on base twice in his first game back. Was fired up to make his return, and Winston Sawyer happy to pencil his name into the lineup. Extends the inning for Carlos Monteverde, who's 0-2. Monteverde takes ball one on the off-speed. Carlos struck out looking with the bases loaded last time up. He was the first man that Ben Vespe faced. From the stretch, Vespe kicks and deals, and Carlos chases through the breaking ball. Monteverde certainly not getting cheated on that swing. Took a big hack. Left on right, with the breeze having settled in the evening. 1-1, and an ugly three-quarter swing for Monteverde. He was non-committal at the top of the zone. Vespe's thrown so many secondary pitches tonight that a flat 92 just feels unheard of and ends up confusing the hitters. It's pitching backwards in a nutshell. Vespe having now thrown through two and a third, likely done for the week. 1-2. Breaking ball bounces in and is handled well by Nalaya. Shorebirds will have 6-7-8 due up in the bottom of the eighth. Trying to get on the board. It's been 4-0 since the top of inning number three. Been stagnant on the scoreboard for a while. 2-2 outside with the fastball. Count goes full, so Guerra will be off on the pitch. And that stagnation with the barrage of zeros is part of why Winston Sawyer tried to send Eric Hartman around third on a hard hit ball into right. Ramos made a great throw from shallow outfield and cut down the runner at the dish. 3-2, fastball called strike three around the inside corner. Second strikeout of the night for Vespe. Both times he's gotten Monteverde, found the inner corner and locks up the first baseman. Green Jackets back onto the pitching side. It's the Shorebirds at bat when we come back.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Two scoreless innings of relief for Logan Samuels. Alfredo Velasquez begins the bottom of inning number eight. Star Wars night not gone as planned for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Velasquez, Campos, Ondina do up. Velasquez first pitch swinging, pops it into foul territory, and it hooks up into the second deck on the third base side. Shorebirds going out like Alderaan tonight. No runs, three hits, no errors for Delmarva. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Augusta. It's the first time both teams have been error-free through seven innings in this series. Samuels 0-1. is flown out to shallow left field. Hartman charging in, and he makes the catch. Eric Hartman loves to play incredibly deep, and so he had a long way to come in there. Leadoff man retired to start off the eighth. In steps Adrie Campos. Campos 0 for 2. Fielder's choice in a lineout. Once he reached on the fielder's choice, he was cut down on a steal attempt. Shorebirds are 1 for 3 stealing this week. 0 for 1 against Maccasetti. Campos thought about the bunt, instead takes the off-speed down. Holds the hands low and away from the body. Drops the bunt down towards pitcher's mound. Samuels has to hurry, and he fields his position well. Got Campos by his step. If that's a little bit farther towards the third base line with Guerra playing a little bit behind the bag, that's very likely a base hit. But it was just enough towards the mound, and Samuels, athletic pitcher that he is, able to hop on it for the second out. Two up, two down in the eighth. Here's Steven Ondina. Ground out and a pop-up. Like so many others, hitless tonight. First pitch, breaking ball, does not get the call at the knees. Tried to drop that right on the bottom of the zone, unsuccessful. Been 4-0 since the third. Just back and forth with pitcher's duels, especially in this bullpen. Slider called a strike on the inner edge, 1-1. Augusta will have Sanchez, Figueroa, and Carey, 9-1-2 in the ninth, and likely against a new arm with Vespi having thrown 2 2/3. Fastball high, 2-1. For Vespi, that's the longest outing of his pro career across 5 tries. 2-1 from Logan Samuels is upstairs, ball 3. Samuels has thrown a relatively stress-free outing. 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. The hit immediately dispersed by a double play. Coming home on the 3-1, and it's inside, ball 4. Ondina works the second walk against Samuels tonight. Shorebirds have put the ball in play. Only 3 strikeouts through 7 2/3. Bagwell punched out just 1 5 scoreless innings. Samuels struck out 2 of the first 3 men he faced. He has none since. Fewest strikeouts Jackets pitchers have in a game so far this year is 5. First pitch, swinging liner out to shortstop, and Andres Nolaya is excused after 1 pitch. Ondina had broke for second, and now he'll jog his way towards the dugout. 3 straight zeros for Logan Samuels. We move on to the ninth.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Brian Bautista will be the new pitcher on the hill as we head to the top of the ninth. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth from high above Purdue Stadium in Salisbury, Maryland. Fans leaving in waves. Green Jackets up 4-0. And Bautista's the first arm to throw twice in this series. Bryan took the ball in the Education Day ball game on Tuesday. Two innings, a hit, and an unearned run with two walks and two strikeouts. He replaces Ben Vespe. Vespe 2 2/3 scoreless, three hits and two strikeouts. It's Sanchez, Figueroa, and Carey, 9-1-2. Green Jackets have not tossed a shutout yet this season. They have lost it in the ninth multiple times. Augusta's got some action in the pen, but for now it's Samuels for the ninth. First pitch to Sanchez, roped out to right field, and Ramos makes the catch on the run. One pitch, one out to start inning number nine. Across the Braves affiliates throughout the farm system for Atlanta, the big league club gets going at 9:40 p.m. tonight, beginning a series out in Arizona. Chris Sale against Zach Gallen on the mound at Chase. Lakeair Figueroa hitting for the first time, came in as a defensive replacement for Colby Jones. He takes strike one from the right side. Figueroa in just his fourth game played, first one off the bench. Takes that one in the dirt, bounces towards the backstop. Figueroa's 2-for-13 this year with an RBI and a stolen base. Rome continues to hand losses to Winston-Salem after a bad opening series. The Emperors have really got the Dash's number. 1-1, slider called strike two. Emperors win 4-1. Adam Meyer was great on the hill. Best outing in an Emperors uniform for him. Meyer went 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run. It's been a long time coming for Meyer in his second full season after 2 years worth of Tommy John and oblique issues. 1-2 to Figgy. Broken bat, bouncer out to shortstop. Hernandez charging and throws from the hip. 2 up, 2 down. Shorebirds will be at the top of their order in the ninth. Tavera, Bousset, and Ramos. Columbus getting blanked by the Chattanooga Lookout, 6-0 in the top of the fourth. Not a great start for Giancarlos Lara, 2 1/3, 6 runs on 6 hits. Big news coming for Columbus today, as last year's Green Jacket ace, Didier Fuentes, at just 19 years of age, has been called up from Rome to Double-A Columbus. Made just 3 appearances with the Emperors. Count 1-0 on Owen Carey. Carey 1-for-4. And he takes the fastball inside. Gwinnett struggling against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, who are at the top of the International League. Shrimp out of the Miami organization are 18-6, and they lead 7-0. 2-0. Roped straight back by Carey. Foul ball, strike one. Green Jackets have not scored in the last 5 2/3. Delgado, Vespe, and Bautista have kept the Jackets at bay. 2-1. Outside. Delgado was bailed out by Nick Vespe, as Adrian Delgado walked the bases loaded with one out in the sixth before Vespe came on, struck out Monteverde, and induced a flyout from Sanchez. 3-1 on Carey. Slider, check swing, right back to the mound. Incidental contact for Carey. And it's a 1-2-3 ninth. Jackets go quietly in their final 6 chances. Logan Samuels coming back on, looking for his first pro save and Augusta's first shutout of 2025.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Logan Samuels has gone three innings, one hit, two strikeouts, and he's walked a pair of batters. Augusta leading 4-0, and Delmarva needs a handful to keep this ball game going. A loss would give the Shorebirds eight consecutive defeats. Delmarva comes into the ballgame 4-14, having lost 9 of their last 10. The Star Wars jerseys look great. Black with lightsabers on the back, the Ahsoka Tano logo on the front. They did a great job with that, but when that's really the only highlight you have to speak of, not necessarily the Star Wars day the on-field staff envisioned. Brylan Tavera beginning the ninth inning. First pitch swing, fouls back a slider. Tavera 0-3. He has two of the team's three strikeouts tonight. Samuel stands tall in the windup. Changeup bounces in 1-1. Tavera, Boussey, and Ramos are the final gasp for the Shorebirds. Target at the knees from Gassetti, 1-1, just above the zone. Shorebirds have been operating for the last few innings under the guidance of fundamentals coach Luis Silverio, who was acting manager once Colin Woody got tossed for arguing at the end of the fifth. Tavera underneath the fastball, 2-2. If you weren't with us, Colin Woody was ejected after what seemed to be an advancement of a runner from second to third on a lineout was turned into a double play for saying Alfredo Velasquez left the second base bag early. 2-2 fastball tipped into the mitt, strike three. A hat trick for Tavera, 3 Ks on the hill for Samuels, and Augusta's 2 outs away from 6 consecutive Ws. Been a long time coming for the Green Jackets, it feels like. Ethan Bagwell, just a soft contact artiste through 5 scoreless. First pitch swing down the left field line, a base hit for Yasmiel Boussey, and that tucks itself into the corner. It's a 1-out double for Boussey, his second hit against Samuels tonight. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Boussey. He's starting to see the ball very well. And the Shorebirds put the shutout in jeopardy. Augusta, once already this week, took a shutout into the ninth and lost it. Happened in the series opener on Tuesday. Delmarva got an RBI single from Fernando Peguero against Trent Buchanan. Raylan Ramos is the batter, 0-3. Big lead out at second. First pitch breaking ball misses low and outside. Jackets have somebody moving in the pen. Can't quite tell who it is. They're not throwing at this juncture. It's a lefty, and it looks like Jacob Kroger. 1-0 to Ramos. Fouled straight back. Jackets have two lefties available in the pen, Jacob Gomez and Jacob Kroger. They're now both moving at different intervals, trying to tell which one is which and who's ahead of who. Count even on the Shorebird right fielder. Ramos bounced into a double play his last time up. He taps the changeup between his legs, 1-2. Tomorrow, final 7:05 start of the series. Raven Antonio against Sebastian Gongora, weather permitting. Supposed to be an ugly afternoon in Salisbury. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Change up. Took some off and had Ramos out in front. 2 strikeouts in the inning. 4 in the game for Samuels. And the Shorebirds are down to their final out. It's Michael Hernandez who has reached base twice. One for two with a walk, singled way back in the second. Boussey way off of second base. And the first pitch fastball is driven deep out to left field, going back. It's off the wall, and it skitters away from Hartman. Hernandez around second. He stops there. It's an RBI double, and once again, the Green Jackets have lost their shutout bid in the ninth inning. First run of the game for Delmarva, and a little gasp of life against Logan Samuels. Just the second earned run Logan has allowed this season in over 15 innings. Here is Fernando Peguero, 0-3 with two lineouts. Out of the stretch, first pitch slider, Peguero tips it into Gassetti's mitt. Hernandez picks up his eighth RBI on the season, third of the week. After starting out the series 0-9, Hernandez finding his stroke in the weekend. Change up, bounce to the right side. Monteverde knocks it down, flips over to Samuels, steps on the bag, and that's the ball game. Logan Samuels can't quite hold on to the shutout, but a bang-bang play at first brings the ball game to a conclusion, and Augusta has won six straight games here in April. 4-1 is your final. Ethan Bagwell gets his first pro win. Logan Samuels' his first professional save. And the loss goes against Jacob Craving. Just like Wednesday, Green Jackets do enough early on and then hold tight at the end of the ball game. Scored four runs in three innings against Jacob Cravey. It all kicked off with Douglas Glaude's two-out, two-run homer back in the first. That would have been enough offense for the day, but the Green Jackets tacked on RBI single from Luis Sanchez in the second and an RBI double from Matt Gassetti in the third to give the Jackets a 4-0 lead. Delmarva silenced for 8 2/3, but doubles in the ninth from Yasmiel Boussey and Michael Hernandez erase the shutout bid between Bagwell and Samuels. It's still a very strong outing for Samuels. Four innings, three hits, one run, two walks, and four Ks. Green Jackets strike out just five batters on the game. That's tied for the second game of the season for the fewest punch-outs Augusta has had so far in a single nine-inning contest. Tomorrow, 7:05, braving the elements, Augusta will hand the ball to Raven Antonio, who's 1-0. Raven, like Bagwell tonight, not crazy high strikeout numbers, but has been very good at keeping the ball away from the middle of the plate. The Shorebirds will counter with Sebastian Gongora. Gongora has thrown three times, all out of the bullpen, and has given up six earned runs in 4 2/3. He did have his best outing of the season last time out, struck out five batters in two hitless innings against the Carolina Mudcats. Jackets have hit lefties significantly better than righties in an understandably and admittedly microscopic sample size. It is very, very tiny, but it's still worth noting, especially since the Green Jackets were historically bad against lefties last season, at one point losing 11 consecutive starts against left-handed pitchers. Final lines one last time tonight. For Augusta, four runs, seven hits, no errors, and Augusta leaves seven on base. Delmarva, one run, five hits, no errors, and they leave on four. Bagwell gets the win. He's 1-1. Cravey takes the loss. He's 0-2, and he's now 0-11 in his professional career, while Logan Samuels gets a 12-out save. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 22 minutes. The attendance announced at 33:15, and it certainly felt like the largest crowd of the week. And the only other noteworthy occurrence, the ejection for Colin Woody. His first of the season, Shorebird skipper got tossed at the end of inning number 5. That does it for us here at Purdue Stadium. Got two more opportunities here in the first half of this road trip to take in a ball game from Salisbury, Maryland. And we'll be live with you Tax Slayer pregame show at 6:55 p.m. tomorrow. If anything changes, you can find out on the Green Jackets Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Keep your eyes peeled on the social media just in case that rain does come about. I've been Noah Adcock-Howarth. Thank you so much for being with us. Green Jackets, for the first time in nearly 5 years, have won 6 consecutive ball games and now have back-to-back Series W's.